This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this day of Pentecost, Whit Sunday, Year A. Our readings for today, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. Psalm 104, verses 25 to 37. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 3b to 13. And the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, so great, so high, so holy, we lift our hearts to give you glory. Father, so gentle, so understanding, so full of grace, we raise our voices and declare that you are worthy. Holy Spirit, so mighty, so overwhelming, so empowering, we seek your presence and desire your infilling. We long to offer worship that is not focused on ourselves, not on our own needs, but on your glory. Lord, your love holds us, heals us, and renews us. We will adore you here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we believe that you have called us here, and you have come, and we have come to hear the word of life and to respond to the truth of Jesus. By your Holy Spirit, transform our formal act of worship into a joyous celebration of your love. May our praises overflow with love on this day of Pentecost. In the name of Jesus, may our worship honor you here and everywhere, and forever. We pray that your Holy Spirit will empower our praises for your glory and infuse our discipleship with the presence of the living Christ. Amen. We sing the hymn, Come Down, O Love Divine, CPWI 270.
Thank you.
We pray the colic for Pentecost, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the holy sacraments, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Enabling Holy Spirit. The Enabling Holy Spirit. To enable means to render capable or able for some task. The disciples of Christ had a tremendous task to do after his ascension. Before leaving them, Jesus promised that they would receive power from above. He said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. They required power from above in order to witness for Christ in all parts of the world. It was the Holy Spirit that was to render the disciples capable to witness for Christ. In today's reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, we read of the disciples' experience of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Luke records, "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them." Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. The promised Holy Spirit had arrived. What was its task at that point? To enable the disciples to start to witness for Christ in Jerusalem. How was this to take place? The Holy Spirit would provide a gift appropriate for the moment and for the task. Luke records, "All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability." Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Why the gift of languages? Languages the disciples did not know before or even attempted to learn. At that time, we see devout Jews from the diaspora had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Weeks on the day of Pentecost. The Festival of Weeks was originally an agricultural festival marking the end of the grain harvest. But by the time of Jesus, it had become associated with the covenant and the giving of the law to Moses. the law being one of the pillars of Judaism. As a result, Jews from the diaspora traveled many miles to be at the temple at Jerusalem for the celebration. What an opportunity! Many persons who traveled many miles to celebrate the religious festival, they certainly would be ready to hear another important message. They would be eager listeners, and if convinced, they would carry the message back to their respective homes. An opportunity not to be missed. The Holy Spirit enabled the disciples to communicate with these Jews. Luke writes, "And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each." Verse 6. Hearing the disciples speak in their language would not only attract the attention of the visitors, but it would cause them to listen. Amazed and astonished, they ask, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Liberia belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." Acts chapter 2, verses 7 to 11. The gathering was a collection of persons. Persons serious about their relationship with God, having an opportunity to hear the good news of God's love in their own language, a language they could understand. The Holy Spirit enabled the disciples to start to be witnesses for Christ to a large part of the then known world. The enabling Holy Spirit set the disciples on the first phase of their seemingly impossible task to reach the ends of the earth. In Psalm 104, verse 30, the psalmist affirms that the Spirit was present at creation. The psalmist writes, "When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground." The psalmist acknowledges that the Spirit was an enabling factor in creation, and the Spirit continues to enable new life to take place. In his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, Paul attempts to deal with the issue of the recognition, value, and exercise of spiritual gifts in the church of Corinth. There it was thought that certain spiritual gifts had come to be valued more highly than others. Paul begins by pointing out that an individual can only confess that Jesus is Lord if they possess the Holy Spirit. And all who make this confession are therefore equal. Paul continues to explain that there are varieties of gifts. Why? Because there are varieties of tasks to be done as persons witness for Christ. Paul affirms that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates